We're now at the tail end of something called wave season. It's a window from January through March when aspiring travelers can typically find the best deals on cruises. But over the last year, the industry has struggled to recover from the pandemic. After several outbreaks of the virus kept passengers stranded on ships, and many fleets were forced to cancel their routes. Well, now the vaccine is offering some hope for the industry, but there are still challenges ahead. And for more on this, we have Taylor Dolven. She's a reporter who covers the tourism industry for the Miami Herald. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
Yes, thank you for being here. So we spoke with you last March when the cruise industry was just beginning to feel the ripple effects of COVID-19. It's been there in South Florida. 1 year later, how are you reflecting on the financial impacts?
The financial impacts are really devastating. Companies at this point have been a year without any onboard revenue, which has been typically their biggest source of revenue. Here in the U.S. market, the biggest market for cruising. So I think it's accurate to say it's been the biggest blow in the history of this industry. What's interesting is that there are still people buying cruises. Some companies are reporting, recently their biggest days of bookings in the history of their companies. So there definitely is pent-up demand for cruising, and these companies are still taking bookings while cruises remain canceled for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. I mean, as far as the impact on the economy there, 60,000 South Floridians work in the cruise industry. 14 million Americans used to take cruises before this pandemic. When might passengers actually be able to board a cruise ship again?
It's still really too early to tell. Most cruise companies have canceled U.S. cruises through the end of May, leaving the summer open and hoping for the best. But we still are waiting on word from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention about when exactly that will be able to happen. In October, the CDC put out a sort of framework that companies could follow to restart cruising. And so far, the companies are still in phase one of that framework, which is just mastering testing crew every week for COVID-19 and reporting those results to the agency. So they still have a ways to go, and there's definitely frustration on the part of the industry and cruisers who are wanting to get back to cruise ships for sort of the stall in that process.
Have they talked at all about whether they will require passengers and crew to be vaccinated?
So that issue is still up in the air. We actually had one of the biggest cruise companies in the world, Royal Caribbean Group, announced last week that they're actually going to be restarting cruises out of the Caribbean. So traditionally, most cruises leave from Florida or other U.S. ports and visit the Caribbean. Well, these cruises are going to be leaving from Caribbean countries. So they'll be launching cruises from the Bahamas and from St. Martin in June. And they're going to require everyone to be vaccinated who's above 18 years old. But that leaves, obviously, kids who won't be vaccinated. So that's sort of their compromise for now. But there's no guidance from the CDC yet on what they're going to require once cruising restarts in the U.S.
Okay. You've reported on how vulnerable some of the crew members on these ships have been. I mean, even after passengers were required to go home, thousands of crew members remained trapped at sea for months without pay. How vulnerable would you say the industry is now? Last year, you told us the risk of cruise companies going out of business was slim to none. I mean, is that still looking like it? That's the case.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing up the crew members. I feel that often their stories sort of get lost in all of this. But yes, they have suffered immensely here. Some of them are deciding not to come back to the industry. Some are really anxious to return. It just depends. But these companies are in really great, pretty great financial shape, actually, surprisingly. They've all raised enough money, analysts say, to at least last another 15 months without cruises. So they have enough capital to withstand this crisis, it looks like, for the foreseeable future.
Well, Taylor, thank you so much for your reporting. That's Taylor Dolven. She's a reporter who covers the tourism industry for the Miami Herald.
Thank you.